When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be out this neck of the woods, swing by the White Sands Hotel. It's well worth a visit. The Oasis Bar just below our studio here is a really cosy bar. I love the bar, I have to say. It's always got a great atmosphere and great food, great drinks. It's just worth popping into the Oasis Bar below our studio here at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast, it's a message that we got from a lady called Avril, which I'll bring to you in just a moment. I want to give a shout out to our current show sponsor, Recruit.ie. Now, if you are in the market for a job, the simplest place to go is recruit.ie. All you do is you go onto the website, you put in your location, the sort of job that you're looking for, and at this moment, for example, there are 2,212 job ads on the site from 476 different companies. So on the website, you can upload your CV, you can create an alert for certain types of jobs, you can find a career coach with advice and support in your job hunt. It's all on recruit.ie. And that's it. You just literally visit that website. If you're looking for a job, it is the place to go. And we would like to thank recruit.ie for being current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. And in fact, we went to the trouble of actually making an ad for recruit.ie.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Have a listen to this message sent through our Facebook page to from Avril. Please don't give my second name, but can you talk about this? About a year ago, I started dating again. I lost my husband and the father of my two children tragically 6 years ago. 8 months ago, I met a lovely fella online and we started dating. We're still together and it's gone really well, apart from one big problem. My two children don't like him. They won't make any effort to get on with him. When he calls to the house, they don't even talk to them. They never have. They are 12 and 14 and typical moody teenagers, but this is different. They have never liked him. They told me that they don't like him. He's not nice, which is an absolute lie. We can't even do things together because of the tension. What can I do? I am torn between them. He makes me so happy, and I've had a very tough few years since my husband died. But I hate seeing my children not getting on with him. I would love to hear some advice from you. It's a terrible thing to have to choose between. And that's from a lady called Avril. So Avril is with this guy 8 months, and for some reason, and it would appear that there is no particular reason that the kids don't like him. They've just taken a dislike to him. And she's basically being torn between the kids and this man that makes her so happy, to quote her. After 6 miserable years since her husband passed away, she has finally bitten the bullet and decided to try and get back in the dating scene again and met him and everything's going great. But her two children, aged 12 and 14, typical moody teenagers, just don't like him. and won't talk to him. And, yeah. So what do you do? Now, I know the obvious thing to say is that the kids have to come first, end of story. And she should dump your man, and that's the end of that. So does she keep doing that? Does she dump the next one and the one after when the kids decide, oh, we've got power here, we will stop Mammy dating? And as we said, it just appears in this situation that the kids, and it's not that the kids have had their minds poisoned by their daddy, because sadly their daddy isn't around anymore. Now, let me kick off with Anthony. Anthony, you think this is very clear cut?
Yeah, well, from my point of view, I think it's clear cut that, unfortunately, Avril sounds like she's in a terrible position. And my one comment on her letter would be that, I suppose, the attitude in terms of the way she's speaking about the children is that typical moody kids. You have to remember as well that the kids lost their father, so they're looking at this other man in their home, and they're feeling that their mother is trying to replace their dad. And for a 12 and 14 year old children, like, that's extremely difficult. And I think maybe that she just needs to be a little bit more sensitive towards the children. I think the situation would be, for me anyway, that I'd just have to be a little bit more empathetic toward the children.
Okay, now, I'm sure, I don't know what their life has been like. She says she lost her husband tragically. And that has to have been difficult for those kids to deal with over the last... So they would have been what? They would have been maybe 6 and 8 when their daddy died. And it has obviously been a very difficult time for them. But still, isn't Mammy entitled to find some happiness and start rebuilding her life again and getting into a new relationship?
Absolutely, she's entitled to that. But like, again, from my point of view, the children do tend to have to come first in that situation. My family was in a similar situation. I lost my mother when I was 6 years old. And children, generally, when the tragedy strikes like that, the children kind of have to be put first, because anything can happen to those kids then from then on, because they're not, if their needs aren't met, then emotionally, mentally, I mean, losing a father at that young age and then having to go through everything that goes along with being a teenager without a dad, it's extremely, extremely difficult.
And I can only imagine that. And like you said, you lost your mom, is that what you said?
Yeah.
And that has to have been very, very difficult. And it is very difficult for any child who loses a parent. Was your dad around then? And if so...
Unfortunately not, no.
Right. What happened to you then after your mom died?
My heart goes out to Avril in her situation. But when you weigh up two children, 12 and 14, versus someone that she knows for 10 months, to any, like, if you just put it down to the bare bones of it, to any sane person, you choose your children.
And that is the majority reaction from listeners texting in and contacting us. The kids come first, end of story. And, you know, that is the natural reaction. But, okay, so say, for example, she decides, right, she dumps this man who makes her so happy, and I'm quoting from her, and then another man comes along next year. Does she let the kids dictate again next year?
I think that would probably be the worst thing that she could do. I think that perhaps she needs to find a workaround that will suit everybody, including the children. That if she feels so strongly about it, rather than, you know, the kids are moody about my new partner and they're not getting on, and then just going with it and not finding a solution. I think that she needs to try and find a solution, but she needs to be more empathetic toward the children about it rather than her partner.
Okay, now, sorry, a question I asked you there a moment ago, and this is just out of curiosity more than anything else. Anthony, you said you lost your mom at a young age. What happened to you if there was no father around?
It was my older sibling who raised me.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And when you say older, like, how much older? That must be very difficult.
My older sister, she was 21.
Oh, right, okay, and she raised you?
Yep.
Wow.
Myself and my older sister.
All right, Anthony, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. What do you do when your kids don't like your new boyfriend or your new girlfriend and you want to make it work and you get on really well with them, but the kids just won't or don't? Rachel, you are with your partner 7 years.
Yeah, that's right.
You've teenage kids from a previous relationship, and you also had similar issues.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we did. When we first got together, like, my son more than my daughter, he struggled with the idea of having somebody else in their in his mum's life. And even to this day, even though we've been together a long time now, we've got two other kids since then, my son still struggles from time to time with even just being told, oh, go and brush your teeth before bed, you know, something like that. Like, he doesn't, he has an issue there, an underlying issue there where he doesn't want to be told by somebody who's not his biological dad, like, what to do. But I think that's partly to do with the teenage years, but never would it be an option. Oh, if my kid said to me tomorrow, Mom, I really don't like him, like, he makes me feel uncomfortable, or I don't want him as part of my life. My kids are always going to come forth because your kids didn't ask to be put in that situation.
So what you know? You're telling me that if your kids just didn't like him, or say your son says to you, Mom, I just really don't like him. And even though he might make you really happy, you dump him.
Well, yeah, because, like, at the end of the day, my kids are my priority. Like, your kids aren't asked to be put in this situation. They're not saying to you, oh, like...
So
no,
you would allow your kids to dictate your relationship?
Well, it's not so much to dictate my relationship, but I would definitely take into consideration and want to know why, if it wasn't something that I could fix and it wasn't something that could be talked about or be ironed out. Like, you have to be able to communicate, and your kids have to be able to say how they feel and have their say in it. Because when you get into a relationship with somebody, they're not just taking you on, if you know what I'm saying. It's not just about you and that person. It's you and your kids come as a package. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, my partner was very aware of that when we got together. If you couldn't accept me and my kids and be with the three of us, then there was no point in having the relationship in the first place. And my partner also has kids from a previous relationship. Now, we don't see them as much as we'd like to, but we always got on very well. Like, my partner was a single dad when I met him. Now, since then, his son went back to live with his mum, but now she refuses to let him see his kids. And that's very hard for us, like, because that boy used to call me mummy. Like, I raised him for a good few years, and now all of a sudden he doesn't like me, but with no reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it depends on each individual. Some people are just poisonous. Some people...
All right, so well, stay there for 1 second. So you're saying that after even 7 years of a relationship, you would end it with your partner if your kids just didn't get on with them or didn't like
them? Yeah, but, like, if it was making me kids miserable and my kids weren't happy, well, then...
And then that'd be the end of that. All right, stay there for 1 second, Rachel. What do you do when your kids don't like your new partner? We're back in a sec.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Avril sent us a message last Monday. And it's a situation that I know an awful lot of lone parents face when they decide to go dating again. Or just dating. And in this particular case, this woman talks about losing her husband and the father of her two children tragically 6 years ago. 8 months ago, she met a fellow online. They started dating. They're still together. It's going really well. But their relationship is going extremely well. He makes her very happy, is what she said in the message. But her two teenagers, well, 12 and 14, just don't like him. Don't make an effort. Don't try. Don't talk to them for no apparent reason. There is no particular reason. They've just decided to take a dislike to Mammy's new boyfriend. What do you do? Logically, people say the kids have to come first. Ruben says Avril needs to think to the future.
In that situation with a lady who has a new boyfriend and the kids don't accept him, it's tough, but, you know, if she handled already, she can keep the boyfriend. I'm going to say why. When the kids are grown up and leave the house, she's going to stay alone. And she has to start again all over. So I think the best is just think about it, talk to the kids, and explain that all the loneliness that she's going to have when my two sons, they leave the house. Of course, my opinion.
Thank you, Ruben. And yes, and logically, with a 12 and 14 year old, it's only a couple of years before they move on with their life and they get girlfriends and whatever. Elle sent me this message. I'm separated since 2016. I've two kids, aged 10 and 15. Their dad moved on with a Polish woman, and my son doesn't really like her, but would never say it to his dad. His dad won't care anyway. I've told him just to be polite. They only see her two nights one week and three the next, says Elle. Eva, as a teenager, you didn't particularly get on with your stepdad. Why?
Hi, Adrian.
Hi, Eva.
Not really. I suppose my parents separated when myself and my brother were, I would think I was 10 and he was 6. So it certainly was difficult for my mum to move on and have somebody new in her life. We didn't particularly get along and for the first number of years, actually. There was some serious tension, particularly when he moved into the house. But I suppose when you get older, you kind of realise that, you know, you're going to move on, we'll go to college, maybe settle down, meet a boyfriend, girlfriend, like you said. And you have to kind of think about your parents in the long term. Like, what did they do?
And this is the point that Ruben is trying to make, that, you know, much and all as this might be difficult for her, she can't let her kids dictate, because in a couple of years' time, what's she to do? Sit at home on her own?
Yeah, well, this is it. I mean, I certainly didn't want that for my mum. You know, and as it happens now, when we all get along famously. you know, you do.
It a case that you just found it really difficult that there was somebody new in Mammy's life, or were you just being a typical teenager, not liking anything, or what was it?
I think it could be a bit of both. I suppose, like the original lady has said that. You know, if kids are being told kind of what to do, it's a different authority figure. You don't necessarily like that as a kid. But then again, as a teenager, you don't like being told what to do by anybody anyway.
No matter who they are, yeah.
But yeah, I think it could be a bit of that. I suppose also there's maybe a thing with attention with kids as well, that maybe the parents' attention might be shared a bit more between the new partner and the kids. Maybe a lot of kids don't like that.
And I imagine this is more difficult when, let's say in Avril's exact story, if there was still a daddy around in the background that the kids see, I could see that adds to the problem. But in this case, there is no daddy. Daddy passed away a couple of years ago. So she's listening to us right now. You would say to Avril, try and talk to your kids, but don't let them dictate.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would say. Especially if there's no genuine reason or worry why the kids don't like this particular man. I think maybe she needs to find a bit of a happy medium.
All right, stay there for a second, Eva. Brenda was also a child in this situation.
So I'm going to weigh in on this with a bit of a different opinion. Being someone whose mother passed, my mom passed when I was 8. She's gone about 14 years now. And in the beginning, my dad, if it ever came up to my dad to have another girlfriend, now just keep in mind there's 7 of us, we all said no. Dad can't have another girlfriend. 14 years later, my dad's never had a partner, and now he's lonely. And he tells us out straight that he is. That he is lonely. So what do we say back to him now? What we tell him now is we say, Dad, why don't you find a girlfriend? But it's been 14 years since my mom passed away, so it's harder for him to get out there. And, you know, you can have so many kids and you can still be lonely, you know. We have one sister who's the youngest and she's 15, and she still says, no, Dad, I can't have a girlfriend, because she's been daddy's girl. I think that woman should really think about herself and our kids in both aspects, because the kids, they'll grow to like them. They'll grow to get past it. Like, because the longer she waits, the harder it'll be to get on the dating bandwagon.
And just listen to that message, Avril. Her dad, 14 years later, is lonely because the kids dictated to him that he couldn't have a girlfriend. And that's very sad to hear, really is. We're all entitled to happiness. We're all entitled to not feel lonely. And I know a lot of you are saying, no, the kids come first, dump them. Really? And end up like that lady's father? Stephen, you were also that child.
I was, Adrian, yeah.
And what did you want to say on this?
I was that child. I was 13 years of age when I lost my mum. It would have been probably 2 years later then my dad decided to move on, and I had none of it. I'm the youngest of 7. When my dad had told me I'm moving on, I want to be happy again, I just made his life a living hell. Every time I saw the woman, I wouldn't talk to her, I'd call her names. I just made it impossible for him to be happy with her. my dad never talked to me about it until one day I seen him literally physically bawling his eyes out, and it was the first time I'd ever seen my dad cry. Even when my mum passed, he'd do it in private, but I seen him bawl his eyes out, and it just changed for me. I went to my older sister, who at the time basically stepped in and was mum for me. She'd done everything for me. She cooked, she cleaned, she sent me to school, and she said, you have to let him be happy. And at 15 years of age, I sat down with my dad, I apologised, and I let him move on. It turns out now that he's not with anybody, and he's still happy, but if he was to go and move on with someone else, I wouldn't step in the way, because everyone deserves to be happy, Adrian.
So do you regret doing that?
100%, I regret doing it. I was a spoiled child. I was the youngest. I got everything. My dad done everything for me. All he had to do was click my fingers and ask for something, and my dad gave it to me. All my older brothers and sisters moved out. I was the only one in the house. And
so it sounds very like exactly what Avril is putting up with her too. And, yeah. You know, like I said, the first calls and messages where she needs to dump him, the kids have to come first and everything else. But, you know, when you think of the bigger picture, assuming this guy, and she knows this guy more than we do, assuming this guy is a decent bloke who makes her happy, should she be listening to her children or letting them dictate?
No, she shouldn't. But at the same time, she needs to explain to her kids. And what ages were they again?
12 and 14.
Yeah, well, it's kind of difficult to teach a 12 and 14 year old about happiness. Do you know what I mean? She's going to have to bin and grow, or I think that's the saying you say.
Grin and bear it, yeah.
Yeah, stick with the guy if she's happy with the guy, and our kids will grow to learn what happiness is about. To them at the moment, happiness is turning on the PlayStation or getting a new pair of runners that makes them happy, or getting their money to go to shops. But the whole happiness is having someone that she can share a life with. Like she did with their father.
Just out of nosiness and curiosity as well, Stephen, what happened in that relationship that your dad was in with the woman that you got to like?
I think he was with her for probably about 6 or 7 years, and they just kind of, I don't know if they loved each other, but they kind of fell away from each other, and they're not with each other now. Right. My dad's not with anyone at the moment. He's 65 years of age, and he works harder than I've ever seen him work, and it's because he's bored and lonely. Now, I'd never step in and say to my dad, you need to find someone, because it's his life, but I hope he does, because to me, he's the biggest inspiration of my life, and he's the best person I've ever come across, and he deserves to be happy. So,
and
all
like
I can do is apologise for the way I acted when
and,
I was
and you have apologised to him?
Oh, 100%. I apologised when I was 15 years of age.
And to the lady, because by the sounds of it, you actually got on very, very well with her.
I end up getting on very well with her, and I think that she was good for me, that. But like Adrian, when she was coming to my house, I'd be calling her, like, sorry for using language, a bitch, and I'd be saying this to the woman's face, and it was only through spite, so she'd leave the house.
Right. Okay, so this lady, Avril, needs, if the relationship is important to her, if he makes her happy, which she says he does, she needs to just stick at it.
She needs to have a conversation with her kids and try to explain.
I'm sure she has. Yeah. But they just won't make an effort to get on with him. Now, she doesn't say anything about calling names like you did, but I assume it's that sort of toxic sort of environment when he comes around to the house, which sounds horrible.
Well, I'm sorry, but she needs to just, I'm not saying forget about our kids, but as I said, our kids will grow up, and like, what, 4 years, one of them be 18?
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm sure at 18, they're going to know what happiness is about. They're going to know how happy a partner can make you be, and especially if a woman has had a partner for so many years that she was madly in love with and lost through no fault of her own, she deserves to be happy.
All right.
Nobody should stop her.
I appreciate you sharing your story with us, Stephen, and I wish your dad well. That's it's sad to hear that at 55... He's with
65.
Oh, 65, sorry, 65.
Yeah, he'll be 65 next year, and he's still walking 60, 70 hours a week. And there's no stopping him.
And I hate to hear, though, of a man of any age being lonely. And I wish him well. I hope something turns up for him. All right, great to talk to you, Stephen. Thanks very much indeed. A huge interest in this, because, again, this is touching on real life. This is something that an awful lot of us have to deal with. An awful lot of us.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Tracy, you reckon that this is a natural reaction for kids of this sort of age when a new man shows up?
Yeah, definitely.
So what do you do about it?
If she's after being on her own for, 6 years?
6 years since daddy died, yeah.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden she's dating on the date and saying she's bringing a man into the house, into her life. Do you know what I'm saying? She probably did already to say to them, like, you know, he's not there to replace their daddy or anything, but there's always, like, clubs or not places like Rainbows and that she can bring the kids to talk to there, that to talk to them about mommy's moving on with her life as well, like, and mommy's happiness. Do you know what I mean? Trying to explain it in that way to them.
And like I said, I'm sure she has tried, because she does say they just won't make an effort. I'm sure she has had conversations with them, but like when he's in the house, they won't even talk to him. They never have. But do you think?
I come from a family that's been in them situations before as well. Like, you know, like mommy bringing in like a new man into the house. Like it's difficult, I think, for young kids.
But should she do what an awful lot of people have suggested? If the kids don't like him, get rid of him. End of.
No. Good men, good decent men are hard to come by.
Absolutely.
I'm single on my own as well. And like decent men are hard to come by. So if she is happy and she has a decent man, I think she should make him up or take it in slow steps when it comes to the kids, you know?
I heard just a minute ago about that man's father at 65 being lonely. After being single 9 years, do you get lonely?
No, I'm happy with my own company.
You're better off on your own, are you?
I'm happy with my own company for now, yeah. But yeah, it's just something I got stuck into, you know. My child came first and it was him with autism that I was looking after, you know. Having a man in my life didn't come into the equation.
But is that always going to be the way?
No, hopefully it won't be. But I just have no time for men, do you know what I mean, at the moment. I just have a meeting the wrong ones.
And that's your point about this lady with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
If he's a decent bloke, then she should try and stick at it.
Good, yeah. Obviously, he's going to treat her kids good in the end as well. But, you know, as soon as they will come around to it, I think, in the end. You know what I mean? It takes time.
All right, Tracy, thanks very much indeed. Adrian says, Des, I think a good start would be for Avril to play this programme back this evening to the kids. Let them judge for themselves. An interesting suggestion. Finally, Eva.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Now, as a teenager, you didn't get along with your stepdad.
I spoke to you already, Adrian.
Oh, sorry, you did. Sorry, my apologies. So you did.
I did. And just another point to that story. I'm actually a step-parent myself.
Ah, right. And how does that work?
It works. It's not without its problems at times. You know, certainly at the beginning it was a little bit difficult. You know, our little fella is 8. So I understand now kind of the other side of the coin, you know. But it's not always easy for kids to have somebody else new brought into their lives and stuff like that, but it does work its way out in the end, I think.
Absolutely, it does, if the person that they're with, as in Avril's case, if he is a decent man and he makes her happy and he you know, he looks after her well, the kids will eventually get that.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, Eva, thanks very much indeed for talking to us. Let me just bring in a few WhatsApp voice notes before we wrap this up. Louise says that in situations like this, you need to wean kids into a new partner.
Hi, Adrian. I just wanted to send an audio in about this. First of all, that girl, Avril, that sent the message in. I think, first of all, she's only with him 8 months. Sometimes there's a lot of women and men out there that introduce the new partners too soon. It doesn't give the kids time to adjust. They bring them in too quick, too fast. The kids' heads are in a spin. It just doesn't work that way. I think if you wean the new partner in, meet up very occasionally, but it doesn't disrupt their life. and do it slowly. And, you know, if you really hand on heart see no reason for them not to like him, like down the road 2 or 3 years later, okay, then you may need to dig a bit deeper and see, you know, is there actually something that he's doing that they can pick up on? And because kids are very intuitive, so, you know, they can pick up on these things. And but it's a tough one, because teenagers especially will try and dictate your life, even though by the time they're 18 they'll be gone and you'll be left. But I definitely think a major factor, certainly for that girl that wrote in, is that she has tried it too fast. 8 months is not a long time. It's not long enough. I was with my he's now ex, but I was with him about that 8 months before I even introduced, as in meeting in the park for an hour. That was it. And very, very, very gradually. And you know, my daughter, it would be just me and my daughter, and she would have been, I suppose, somewhat possessive. But you know, she did like him. It didn't work out, but she did like him. So yeah, maybe I would try that if I was that girl.
Okay. And Steve sent us this message. He's not impressed with Avril's kids.
Morning, Adrian. Yeah, these two spoiled brats want to get over themselves and start thinking about their mother for a change. She deserves a bit of happiness now. She's looked after them. And actually, I wouldn't be worried about it too much. They'll be gone soon. Worry about herself for now.
Okay, thank you, Steve. One final message. Adrian, this really annoys me. How on earth does she expect the kids to accept this man after just 8 months? Does she really even know him after 8 months? I'm sure the kids feel threatened after being on their own for 6 years. I think let it take time. If she has to force it, it won't work, says that message. And finally, hi, Adrian, it's me again. Oh, when my father left my mum and us 2 years later, our mum sat us in the living room and she told us that she met a nice man and she wanted our opinion. And the answer was from two of my sisters, great news, good for you, except my 5-year-old baby brother. I was 11 at the time. All right. Thanks very much indeed.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
And that's just about it from this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode. So just hit subscribe or follow, and also share the word that Adrian and Jeremy do this daily podcast called Opinions Matter. If you would do that for us, we'd be very, very grateful. Thanks very much indeed for listening. I'm Adrian Kennedy. That has been Opinions Matter, and we'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.